It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a fact.
Man.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. This is Michael Akadiri. And to my left, why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you, man.
Hey, man. And to the left, you already know who that is.
Yeah!
You got Young Philly in the building.
Why does everyone call me Young Philly?
Because he says, yeah, like that does too. He?
Oh, people say that I remind him of Young Philly. I don't think that's true. It's Kazim Jamal anyway.
Welcome to the AKAs.
I only did that for Dame.
Yeah, okay. You brought. Oh, that's fair. And to the left, to the far left now.
Ask if Bill pays permission. Who's that? That's me, Darren G.
Boom blast.
Come on.
Boom blast. You know what? Usually ask these guys how they're doing, but I've got an announcement to make. Exclusive.
You're
on the
gay.
Pod.
I mean, I literally don't know what this announcement is. So
he's coming out as gay.
I'm coming out with something. Oh. Hey, it's not to do with the sexuality, but...
Oh, sorry.
You know, it's...
I'll cut that bit out. You're not ready to tell the world yet. Okay. I love you, Mike.
I love you too,
no
bro.
No matter what, mate, yeah?
Platonically or more?
What's that mean? Like, romantically?
I've got a guess.
Platonic is just, yeah, like
romance.
Friendship.
Oh,
yeah.
Friends. Yeah. Hey, whatever you want to be, bro, I love you, man.
With you?
Anything, man. And that goes for everyone out there. Whatever you want to be, I love you. Even if I make jokes about you, I still love you.
That's love, man. That's
I
love.
Make jokes about you because I love you.
I like that. I like that. All
I don't
inclusive.
Make jokes about my dad anymore.
Oh, damn.
Nah! I do.
Oh, damn. So he was just there for the bait.
Nah, just those are vengeance jokes. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, yeah, my announcement. See, he tried to torpedo my announcement.
I want
to
see a torpedo.
Big announcement, man. Big announcement.
Let me write it down. See if I've got it right.
Okay, yeah. You write down.
Wait, let me write it down. Let me write one down. And we can completely rule out that you're gay.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. yeah, write down. Let's do like an episode of The Weakest Link. So you guys write down. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know what the theme tune is. Dun, 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 dun. 5, 4, 3.
No, actually, that's wrong, because I don't know if you'd be able to announce this.
Shit! No.
Go on.
All right, man, I'm very, very proud to announce exclusively to the listeners and the viewers on Late
Night. Wait. I got two.
Oh, three went down.
So there's five. We got a 1 in 5 chance.
Okay, all right.
We could all be wrong.
All right.
Wait. Sorry.
Why is it childish?
Can I see yours? Can you give me mine?
Little girls, man. Look at them.
Yo, we got some. Can you see why one of mine?
Yeah,
you wouldn't be able to announce that.
Yeah. That's what I had to.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
And we'll have to publicly show all 5 of those after. All right. So I'm very, very... I don't know why, because we're not recording this early ever again. Because this guy is too giddy.
I got bare energies in the morning.
He's too giddy. So very, very proud to announce exclusively to the Late Night and Wet Wipe listeners and the viewers that I'll be going on tour in 2024.
Fuck you, man.
And I just want you people to know, probably by the time this comes
your
out,
mouth, bro.
all of you would have probably seen the promo, but just to make sure you don't, we are going across the United Kingdom, man. We're going to Leeds. We're going to Liverpool. We're going to Manchester. We're going to Edinburgh. Hopefully Glasgow, but that's to be confirmed. Newcastle, Brighton, Birmingham.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, Nottingham and Cambridge. We're going around. I'm hoping to make them fans.
Let's give the clap. Let's give the
yeah. Let's get. We're working sophomore show. Trust me, I'm a daddy. That's what it's going to be called. And we're working, baby. We're working, baby. That. So sorry to disappoint the fellas, but let's go through what you guys had for my announcement.
So I've got three. You've got two.
I've got two.
Okay, so take it, Darren. You start, and we'll go one by one.
Ah, Darren doesn't want to say his first one.
No. Darren, say
Darren doesn't want to say his first one.
Save the chest. Be bold, brother. Be bold, brother.
I mean, mate, he's not.
I know.
I thought it was something big like that. I'd leave him PBJ. But he's not.
It's all good.
It's all good. No, we still here. We still
and you're PBJ. Not gay.
Nah.
All right, cool.
No, we still in the PBJ family. Cool. Unless they kick me out, and I don't know.
My one of two was you'd booked live at the Apollo.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, man.
That's nice. But then that's
I don't think you'd be able to announce that.
No, you can't announce it. Yeah. The way everyone typically announces it is they just show the photo on the dressing room door, like on their stories. It's like, ooh, guess what I'm doing? But no, I think that gets booked in June. Probably doesn't. I don't know. I have no idea. Never been involved in the booking.
My next one's a callback to previous episodes.
Yeah.
It said, upped his wanks.
Hey, still on zero, baby. Still on nil point.
Should I say it for the both of us?
Yeah, then the answer.
Oh, is it a joint one?
Well, we both wrote it separately. Yeah, but yeah.
Okay.
We thought you was expecting child.
Yeah,
a second one. Yeah. Oh, that. To be honest, I would. Whenever that is, hopefully, God willing, sometime soon, I will come here and announce that.
Yeah,
because I thought in my head I was like, "Nah, that's cold. He's gonna announce that before." Nah, he should have told us before.
That's it. So giving you the heads up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But all right, no, on tour, man, wicked.
And then did you have a third one, or was that?
That was his third one. Paraphrased, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I like that. It was either something cynically comedy or something to do baby.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, no,
you didn't think you were dying.
Nah.
We didn't think, hey, I got 10 episodes left. We didn't think that.
What a way to count down.
Yeah. I would have walked out. I would have killed the mood.
Yeah. What a way to disband the pod. Like, I have to leave. Like, literally. I would have been like, dang,
there's a spot on the pod. I don't know if you want it.
Cold world.
But it's there for you, man.
That's what happens. We're going to tour. Just want to let the pod listeners know.
Man.
Come see me.
Go see Mike.
I've got comedy questions for that, but it's not for the pod.
Wait, can I just say, anyone listening that books tickets to see Mike, I'm actually going to start my own campaign for your show.
Okay, let's hear it.
Right? And I want everyone to turn up with preferably a prepped.
When he sat there, the prep was jumping.
Preferably something with prep with the logo on. But other coffee shops are available, so
that's how you'll be able to show your secret list of the pods.
Yeah. So
you can come.
It's a secret. If you just turn up with a prep, and even if any of our shows, just to show our disdain for Michael's former employers. Just come with some sort of coffee beverage with the logo on. That would be much appreciated.
I will take photos and sign pictures with anyone that comes dressed.
And if you do a bucket at the end, just make it a prep.
A prep cup.
Yeah, man.
The prep campaign. All right, let's run it.
In other news.
Yeah. What's your announcement, brother?
4th of May, yeah? What?
4th of May, come on.
I've done a soft launch. Pause. I don't know. I just thought. Let me just insurance.
Yeah. Pause.
Hey, public liability. Hey, pause.
One pause per episode. You used it now.
No.
One per episode.
Many pauses. Anyway, soft launch about a week or two ago. But 4th of May, KJ's Comedy Club.
Come on.
We're doing our first show at the Museum of Comedy.
Come on. Okay?
There are 72 tickets available. Not right now. There's about
that's the capacity. So you're saying the capacity is 72.
20 tickets have gone. 21 tickets to be precise. Hey. As of last checking on Thursday.
That's decent.
Yeah, yeah, 20 nice. Tickets that's have nice. Gone. Big campaign starts this month to get that at least at 60 because hey, museum and comedy not cheap.
Hey, come on. Hey, I've used them before. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. So big ups to them though, man. Tickets are going. Shout out to everyone that's bought a ticket already.
Yeah.
That's shown love straight from the gate. But we got a lot more pushing to do. I've got a couple Facebook ads running as well. People are clicking the link, but because I don't have access to the tickets, I don't know if it's working until I check in with the box office again. So big up to Facebook. But if you see that anywhere on your socials, click it, buy a ticket. They're £9.
Nice.
Face value.
Nice.
£9 face
value.
On a
Saturday in London.
Saturday in London. Wow. But there is a service charge.
Okay.
Of £2.25.
That he makes no money from.
I make no money from that.
So that's what you're making it vehemently clear.
So it's £11.25, which I still think on a Saturday, Central London, a night out for under £15.
Who is performing on this comedy night, man?
Who is performing on this comedy night? I'm waiting to get these two mother suckers, but they are busy doing big things. Not to say the other people that are on the show are not that.
You said the other people just not available.
I'm doing big things. We got Mushin Yesolada, who opened for Darren Griffiths. Yes.
Come on.
On his one-man show, his come special, Inconceivable. Did a great job. Mushin is Hot Waters breakout comedy star person. Yeah. Ethnic of the year of 2020, I believe. So the pandemic, we won't count it. But yeah, big up Mushin. We've also got Edwin Jr.
Come on.
Online sensation. No other comedy credits. So sorry about that.
Jesus
what? What?
Carry on.
Online comedy star rising on the comedy circuit, doing big things, right? Pushes the envelope. Yeah, so if you're easily offended, just bring your tampons. You'll be fine. Okay.
Yo.
Yes. And we also have Jimmy James Jones. Now, secret time. I only wanted two acts and a headliner.
Yeah.
I didn't have the heart to tell Jimmy no. But there's a very good chance Jimmy won't turn up.
The shade is unreal.
There's a
very... the price of lights is still on, because that was shady.
Am I lying though?
Do I love is that Jimmy will be a guest on this pod at some point in the future.
Yeah, and I'll say I said
can address these allegations.
I could play
the
makes
it to the pod.
I could play the voice note to you that I sent him. I said, Jimmy, I would love to have you on the show. Are you gonna turn up? Yeah? Because I don't want to put you on a poster and you don't turn up. But then I thought, win-win, if he doesn't turn up, I save money, right?
Oh,
I increased time of the show as well, so everyone can do a bit more time. And if he does come, even better. All right? And headlining the show, he's been a guest on here. He's probably...
Two times.
He's probably the most... He's influential guest we've had in terms of views.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Online.
Oh, definitely.
I think his views are in the tens of thousands.
Yeah,
one of his
definitely.
Clips.
Yeah.
Flying.
Yeah, he's from the ends. He gets the culture. He's an amazing guy. Sold out Soho Theatre.
Two times.
His debut show there, I believe. And he sold that Bumbaclaat out.
And they gave him shit days.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And he
gave him a little Monday to eat. Take this down, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
He's white, but has none of the privilege. It's amazing. It's Kevin J headlining the show, and I'll be your MC of the evening. Kevin J also as seen on MTV Bass.
Come
myself
on.
As seen on BBC and Comedy Central. Soon.
When they release that, I'm going to actually add that to my fucking credits.
Add it now,
I just put it on.
I said in the upcoming series.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, 4th of May, get your tickets. £9, £11.25 with all costs included. I still think that's an amazing price. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see how that show goes and continue maybe to pump out a few more throughout the year. Not a monthly thing, maybe a quarterly thing. So it's a big event.
Yeah, no, big up, man. Big up. Good on you for going on your promotional journey, man. You're elevating.
Well,
you're pivoting.
I ideally did it so that I would have a hub of somewhere I could just get footage.
Mm.
On the first basis, monthly. But then when I saw the costs, I said, I'm not doing this monthly. But then, obviously, different charges is even a charge to film.
Mm.
So we'll see.
I'll send you a few other places.
Yeah. So we'll see after this. But definitely, they've been very. They've been great though. They also gave me the venue at a price for an hour for a 2-hour show.
Oh, nice.
So I can't. You know, but there was a lot more things behind the scenes I didn't foresee, like PRS. What?
Yeah. But you can't just be playing people's music, boy.
Hey, listen, if we walk out, cold opens, no music, hey. it's what's in the pockets, man. I'll be beatboxing. Welcome to the stage. You might have seen him at Soho Theatre. You might have seen him on MTV Bass. Kevin J. Yeah, there you go.
Brilliant. Well, clap for that.
Hey, big up KJ's Comedy Club, man. Let's see that.
And I didn't want to call it that, but I couldn't think of a name.
Ah, guys. No, you can change it in the future.
Yeah.
It's all right.
And then the far left from the far right.
Yeah, no announcements for me, but I've just been, I've been solo parenting all week. What's the longest you guys have gone?
Solo parenting. 6 minutes.
Because I know, like, obviously you're primary caregiver, yeah. But your wife comes back.
She does come back to relieve me.
So, what's the longest you've gone away? It's just... 12, and even then, hours. I'm still kind of cheated because my mum's come over and stuff, but it's like, it's still... I'm the director of parenting now.
Hey, you've seen the plays.
I'm the one that's going, no, mum, can you just do that?
Yeah, quick press.
Quick press.
Gang you're impressive. Like this on the sideline.
I'm a technical editor, like Arteta. Hey! I'm seeing my mum getting like doubled up by the two.
You're giving Zaydi notes, you're like, yeah. Run this onto the pitch.
No, yeah, so, so that's been since what? So it's been from Thursday night, or it'll be till Tuesday morning. So
like, woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Now I've done it. Obviously,
what's your thoughts?
Obviously, I went to Edinburgh for a long time and left Naomi to do that. So I haven't done it myself to all the single parents have to do it all the time. Hand on heart, it's a piece of piss. Listen, it's not that hard. It's not even that hard.
Let him cook.
It's easy.
Easy.
Now, do what it is. Just all you need is structure in your day. When it does get hard, I've said it before, is when they both just pop off at the same time. Mm. Or you get your timings just wrong.
Mm.
So that when I've had them out, it's all right, it's lunchtime. They should be hungry around 12:30. It's like, no. We're hungry at 12. I'm like, oh, okay, because there's no food ready at the moment.
Yeah.
And then like Xavi's trying to, he's rubbing his eyes, he wants to nap now and he's kicking things over. He actually wants a bottle and wants to go to sleep. So he's like, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack? It's like, yeah, lunch is coming. Have a snack. And you have like these peaks.
Yeah.
20 minutes of carnage. Then once you manage to get the food out, it's suddenly like just,
whew,
just calm. Goes, okay, I can recalibrate my brain and stuff. I had him in the garden. I thought, oh, no, I don't want them indoors all day. I did say to Naomi, they're going to go out every day. And she's worried I'm going to just sit in front of the TV and just do nothing with them. So I go out in the garden. And Xavi started walking now, but he's not fully walking. He's
bang, bang.
Yeah. And his personality is starting to come through. And his personality is toxic.
Oh, wow. Toxic masculinity in a one-year-old.
My son is the same.
Yeah, he's a
serious.
Very, very aggressive youth.
Oh yeah, Nathaniel's aggressive. Yeah,
your boy walking.
Yeah.
You didn't.
Yeah, he just started doing off away from the ball runs. I've tried to give him the football.
He's creating space. He's doing the selfless work.
He had the ball. Then he just a weak egg.
So no, he's got like a toy in the gut, like, you know, the little tyke toy car one. You know the one that everyone sees, like the yellow.
Yeah. Push it with your feet.
Yeah, exactly. So he's never been in the garden, not really that much because it hasn't been warm enough. He doesn't have shoes, doesn't walk. So I thought, right, let's get in the garden. And the first thing he's seen is the car. It's gone in. He's loving the car. Like, all right, cool. Let's take you out of the car. Zadie's been like really like mature, really magnanimous about it. Like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, he can have the car. I want to turn now. I was like, to be fair, yeah, he's been sat in the car all the time out here. Come on, Zavi, come out the car. The tantrum this guy threw, it was
Ooh.
Mad, volatile. And then Zadie just got in the car. She does a business. She just sat there. This guy is like tears, face all red. You can't breathe. Snot coming out of his nose. I'm just like, and he's like growling and stuff. Like, what are you doing? They're going, and I was like, okay. I was like, Zadie, maybe you can let Savvy have a go at the car again. She's like, no. She's just like, no.
Hot damn. Big facts.
So it's nice. My turn. It's like,
you got to learn today.
It's your turn. He's just not having it. I've tried to take him inside. He's trying to crawl back outside of the garden. He eventually gets back in the car. Not even that, actually. While Zadie's in the car, if I just put you down the ground, maybe you'll go crawl to something else. This guy crawls to the car.
Oh, wow. He's got his eyes set on it.
Literally tries to carjack his sister.
Grand Theft Auto.
The kids don't care. They'll run over their sibling.
Listen, he's grabbed...
They'll run over their sibling.
He's grabbed her... like this with one hand, and he's grabbing the steering wheel with the other hand, and he's just dang.
Oh,
damn.
And
she's just like, dad, Zavi, stop.
Karen's like, drive away.
So you have to teach both of them.
it was crazy. So that is, it's things like that. I had to just give him gave him some milk, just put him to bed. He's having that.
Yeah, you need
NyQuil. Just
need to reset.
Yeah, having that by guy. Yeah,
my son be on that shit.
So that's what I've learned that I'm too tall to solo parent. My back hurts.
Oh well, yeah, picking them up is not easy, man.
Yeah,
you're 6 foot. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Six foot problems.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, must be tough being you.
I don't lift with the knees. I just bend down.
Movement and handling skills. Yeah. Nah,
you can just reach. Okay, all right.
No need for a little footstool.
No. So,
oh,
yeah.
Hot damn.
Yeah. So, okay.
But it has been.
My son's the same height as me.
But no, it's been eye opening the solo parenting thing. But
would you do it again?
Yeah. It's what
your pitch went very high there.
No, I would. What is parenting's easier when Naomi's not there.
Oh,
so it's
easy. Do you want me to edit this bit out?
No. So let me explain.
Oh damn, he's tripling down.
Let him land. Let him land. Yeah, he was cooking, and now let him land. Like, I don't know how he's cooking in a plane.
Yeah. Hey,
but he's got to land it.
He's got to land his plane.
Is the food finished?
Flight control.
Autopilot.
Come in. Flight control.
It's choppy out there.
Flight control, come in. Flight control, come in.
You're flying dangerously low.
Is it okay to land?
Pull up. Pull up.
Is it okay to land? We're gonna stay there.
Clear the runway.
We're gonna stay there. No.
Al Qaeda is that. No, okay, too far.
How did you get there? No. How did you get there?
So, this can't come out yet because I fly on Wednesday. They can't hear me say that shit.
So it's just levels of parenting. But ease for me is obviously Naomi just do it.
Yeah.
Naomi gives me just clear instructions
that you just follow.
No autonomy, just do it. And then it's me just do it. Then below that is probably the big chunk of parenting is I'm asked to do it, and then nobody goes, what are you doing? No, don't do that. Why you done it like that? No, they do it like this. So having that removed, where in those moments of doubt, I'm like, oh, fuck, should I do this? Should I do that? I'm like, it's up to me to decide anyway. Shit, I don't care.
Yeah. And then boom, blah. Yeah, you don't have to confer to anyone.
Yeah,
or
and
discuss.
That problem has just now just gone. It's like, yeah, I'll just do that. And... Yeah.
Do you think it's any like the outcomes for the children are any different compared to the way you have elected a parent compared to Naomi?
I reckon she definitely probably spends more time interacting with them face to face. I'm just like, right, I'm gonna keep the house ticking and you lot ticking as well.
Yeah.
So it's if Zavi's gone to bed, gone for a nap, well, all right, say you can watch a bit of TV. I'm going to wash up and put some laundry in. I'm going to do this. Whereas I think Naomi would maybe go, right, this is time for me and Zadie to do some painting or to do a puzzle. And that really interact with kids. And then have all this shit to do. And she'll do that shit, but it's just like, it's more intense and more compressed. So it's they're all right on their own. And then when Zadie starts acting up, I'm like, actually, she just needs some attention now. Okay. I'm going to have to park the washing up. That's going to just have to stay in the sink. I have to do that when they're in bed. There's more for me to do once I've gone to bed. Let's play a game. Let's do something together. And it's that. I'm more reactive in that.
So you're trying to be efficient while she's more thinking of their development.
Yeah, I think so.
No, because I'm like you.
Yeah.
When I'm with my boy, I'm like, okay, there's washing that needs to be done. There's like so preparing the dinner or like marinating the meat or whatever you call it. They're just little stuff I've got to do.
Yeah. That code for have a wank?
No, it's actually like you know, proper getting the chicken thighs out, you know, putting the marinade on it, chicken noir and whatever flavour and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know. And just make sure it tastes flavorful when we cook it at the end of the day.
No, stop.
But yeah, so just house stuff, laundry, whatever it is. I'm just thinking, I got to do that. Needs to be done. I'm trying to do that efficiently.
Yeah.
Let him watch a bit of TV. Then I'm trying to do that, and then he comes. Now he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to play now.
Yeah.
He's in these probably his Zadie mode where he's like, you know what? No, Dad, you're here. Let's do something. Let's do something. And I'm like, hey man, Miss Rachel wants to talk to you or something like that. I'm like, but so I mean, I'm by default, I'm in between yourself and Naomi because I'm forced to play. I'm forced to interact. I'm forced to this because he won't accept us being plonked somewhere now.
My son will. You stick Toy Story on?
That's it. He's caught.
I did a video of him watching Toy Story and how unaware of, like, obviously he doesn't understand, but like tones.
Yeah.
You should understand, like, something's happening.
Yeah.
He's just in front of the screen like this, and watching Toy Story. He watches them back to back to back to back.
Oh, serious.
I didn't know there was a five.
Is Toy Story 5?
Is it? I knew they got to three.
Well, I know it's definitely four.
There's a four.
Four came out like a bit after the rest.
Oh, okay. Wait, so it's like one, two, three.
It's four when they go to the nursery. One is when when Buzz Lightyear comes.
Yep.
Two is when Woody gets kidnapped. Three is when...
You're asking the wrong one. You asking the wrong
one. Yeah, the four is when they're old. The kids are older, is it? And they've got like the toy shop.
That's
number four, isn't it?
Maybe there's four. Maybe there's not five. Anyway, he's watching Toy Story.
Yeah.
And I'm going, hey, son! Son, there's a fire! He's just looking at the screen. I go, son! There's a monster! His sister gets off the sofa. Ah! He's still like, all right. I go, son! Prince Andrew's behind you! Still doesn't care. Doesn't care. So you can put that on. He's not hearing nothing from no one.
Damn,
that's the only time.
Fully engrossed.
That's the only time he's still. That particular film.
Right. Wow. So that means you can just get stuff done in that time.
Yeah, man. Well, not me. But
hot damn. Hot damn. You need a weekend alone with the kids. That's what you need.
Yeah. How would a weekend alone with the kids look for you? How do you think that? How would that go down?
I think it would be surprisingly.
What?
I think it would be surprisingly easy.
Oh wow! We need to make this happen. All right. We need to. Because
Mrs. needs a girls trip away.
Yeah. Because you know what? Yeah.
She needs a girls trip away. That's a weekend away.
I have two great qualities. Yeah. I don't stress by anything. Yeah. Really. Mm-hmm. And even if I am stressing, you won't be able to tell. And I think maybe you guys have it as well. I have a crazy ability to just zone out.
Yeah.
Like there could be a fire and I'll just be like.
Yeah, no, I definitely have that skill. Phased. No, I have that skill that nobody does it, yeah. So when the kids all kick off, I can just go.
I just like, turn it off in my head.
It's like, right, I'm making dinner. I can hear it, but I'm like, but the only thing that's going to solve it is if I make this dinner. So
you tunnel vision.
I'm just going to make this dinner. They're both okay. No one's dying. No one's hurt.
Yeah.
They're just making noise.
You get this and internal comms.
Yeah. I've had them by myself before, like Gone Park and all these kind of things.
No, but without having to be able to do the handover where you're like,
okay. It's the full 48 hours.
Yeah.
Have you had full 48 hours?
No, but I could
do it. No.
The pitch went high. I think I'd love to see it.
I could do it.
And I've also got an ad as well.
Let's pitch this. Any TV networks out there, all three of us will do 48 hours, no help, no grandparents, nothing, yeah? Boom, 48 blast. Hours, and you've got a £100 limit for the 48 hours.
Nice. Easy.
Well, actually, we should make it £1 an hour. You've got £48.
£48. And what, just feed them or feed us as well?
Listen, what? Just you've got £48.
We've got £48.
So if you want to buy FIFA points...
I'll go full student mode. I'll spend the first 20 quid on beers, another 20 quid on Chinese food, but oh shit, the kids are. What are you guys gonna have?
And let's see, who comes out like.
You want some of this? Was this prawn curry? Yeah. Prawn chow mein.
I could do this. Yeah, I'm not worried about doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
You heard it first.
I think
with the kids, because he's like what?
Yeah, I think one thing to bear in mind that's different from you two is that the eldest child is 9.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a big difference. So a lot of stuff she does on her own.
Does on her own, or go and get me that.
Yeah.
Go and bring me that.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
True.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Because that's the thing. Like sometimes I'm trying to tell Zadie to just go do something, and I was like, nah, she's not even 3 yet. Yeah, she needs my attention.
Yeah.
Mm. And she's gone through this phase while being, which is nice, where she likes to tell me that she loves me and she wants a hug.
Oh, that is nice.
But she picks at moments where it's just like, this really isn't convenient for me to hug you right now.
Like if you're washing, you got...
Literally, gloves on, washed up. He's like, Daddy, I want a hug. I'm like...
You get fairy liquid on your face now.
Am I an arsehole? Am I going to tell this to the hug?
You don't get no hugs on the streets.
Yeah.
You can't hug in the streets. You're showing weakness.
I'll do something crazy. Go, oh yeah, darling, just wait 5 minutes and I'll finish. She's like, this hug's just given with pure duress.
I would hug with the wet gloves on and be like, that's what you asked for.
Very liquid, just down the face, down the back. And
But my son throws mad tantrums.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if your boy does this, yeah, or your son does this, but he when he's mad, like he will actively find shit just to throw it.
Oh, what? So he goes like, wait there, Dad.
So he has this thing where he likes to climb on the sofa, but when he's on the sofa, he don't just sit still. Like
first to walk across.
I was talking to my agent, Flex.
come on. We've all got one.
But he won't just sit still.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was talking to my agent and I was like, being a parent isn't love, isn't, you know, unconditional love, it isn't time or anything like this. It's suicide prevention.
Yes, yeah.
For like 18 years, I reckon. And it doesn't stop there, it just decreases.
No, it's true.
Suicide prevention.
Because when your kids are teenagers, it's like, oh, it's drugs now. It's drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. The risk changes.
Every day, you just wake up looking for ways to end it all.
I think I can jump off this thing and survive it. Yeah. No, you cannot.
My son will be on the sofa, rocking like this. Like, I'm like, you don't have the core strength for this. Yeah? Anyway, so he's on there and he's acting a fool, running up and down, doing all stupidness. So you take him off. And you're telling him, no, you're not coming back on. No. This is stressing my chest. Yeah?
Yeah.
And mum will do the so, yeah, and you're like, oh, here it comes, right? And then he's still trying to get on, you're like, no. And then you just walk off, find one of his cars, and just be like, and just start dashing shit.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Start dashing shit. So I'm now putting my year and a half son in timeout. I sit him there, I go, sit there, don't move. Dashing stuff all about the place. Like, he'll throw shit, man. He'll throw shit.
What about the fagel?
You know, like, he flips out, like, he's not getting his way or something like that. And then he kind of, like, goes onto the carpet and he just throws his whole body about. And I'm like, you're not seeing the sharp points at the coffee table there?
That's
And then he goes on the floor.
Goes for the rear head smash.
That whole sort of, the neck back. Yeah. And, like, you don't know what's behind
Zap, I'm holding him. I'm just like, what are you doing?
They just wanted you to release them. So all of this.
One day I'm just gonna let you do it. I'm just gonna let you do it. Yeah.
No.
But my son used to do that, like the throwing and stuff that. And what I would do, it's like, it's so, and any racists out here, don't try no shit. It's so primal, yeah. But you would just hold him like you would see maybe on David Attenborough with a particular type of animal. And like, cause he's wrestling, isn't it? So it's like, I'm just gonna hold you, and I would just place him on the floor, head, okay, and then I'd go, now you can bug out.
Yeah, there you
go. It's true, bug out as much as you want.
It's true, we've got a soft bat over there. I should just place on that. But my son, one of the things is really impressive but scary about is how coordinated he is.
Mm.
He's way more coordinated than his sister was, so we're not expecting it.
No doubt.
So you're holding him, where she'd be like, like that, he will fully swipe my glasses off my face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Mash me in my mouth like that. I'm just like, what is that? Quick combo. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Hey, get him in the boxing ring, man. Get this boy in the boxing ring. That's, yeah. I don't
my
know.
My son's so mad. We didn't nickname him. I nicknamed him Dennis. After Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, hey, and he's a lump, right? So I envision, I know. I can't say that word. I don't know why.
My vision.
Yeah. Don't ask me to say it. I know that at some point, I'm going to have to rock him. I know at some point I'm going to have to rock him.
This boy is 1 year old.
And he's been bidding to fight. Yeah, at some point in his life, I'm going to have to rock this suit. I know so. I don't want to, but I can't lose the pride.
Jeez, no, so you think you have to hold this down?
Fam.
Yeah,
like, but how are you gonna be when this happens? That's what
I
you
don't
need to ask
know.
Yourself.
But there's gonna be like,
it could be like, let's say 16, and you know, 16 year old boys, particularly in London, the southeast.
So I'll be like, I'll be 40 odd.
I'm watching something on Netflix. It's nothing to do with parenting, but it's about one species going to fight another species, and they're saying by the time that species gets to this planet, we'll be too advanced, so we're gonna kick their ass. So they've started fucking with our stuff. In advance, so you won't ever get that advance. That's what you need to do with him.
Yeah,
you just start just crippling him now psychologically.
Yeah, playing just football in the garden. Oh, what's that? Your ACL? Oh, yeah. No.
Mad slide tackles.
Hammering the tackles.
Why are you 2-footed the 2-year old?
Yeah,
little tread on his hand as you after the tackle as well. Just be like, oh,
and look at him. Yeah,
come
on.
What now? What now?
Yeah. Throwing the ball up, go for a head up. Oh! It's got. Listen, if you've got to let your experience come into it, yeah. And it's like, yeah, you might have youth and fitness on your side.
Mm.
I know all the dirty tricks. Yeah, when we're in the clinch, I'll just fucking bite you on your chest. What?
What chest? Hey, what? I've heard of ear, but chest is a different breed.
I'll throw sand in your eye.
Come on, to Jerry Miss.
So now you're like this.
East. Come on.
Or the technique that never dies. All right, cool. What, being disrespectful? Say nothing. Okay, you got to go to bed. Yeah? When you go to bed, we'll see. Okay, cool. Just be sleeping. Just run in there and rock you, cuz. Now, discombobulated you will be. Whatever. Do you know how you'd be, trauma. You'd be 30 years old going to sleep next to a girl like,
Rushing your son is crazy.
Yeah, just proper ambush.
And if worst comes to worst, call out the man then. You've got to rush the sheep.
Imagine, you don't tell them, you just pull up and it's like, wait, isn't that your boy?
Shh.
Yeah.
Run it.
Yeah, that is
it. Uncle John.
Run it. Like, what? Who don't want to do dishes now? What? Are you mad, cuz?
Who don't want to? Literally, like, scared straight, but in the ends. You don't want to do dishes.
And then the
now.
last technique is leave.
Hop down.
There you go.
Where'd your dad go? Don't know.
Being too unruly, so he left.
Yeah, man.
Well, usually that's what they say, you need the dad.
You want to be man in the house? Go on. I want to be man in the streets.
You going to come back?
We'll see. Joking, I'd never leave.
Go hold it down, man.
Talking about leaving, sweet segue here.
Yeah.
Jeremy,
yes.
Yeah,
who's this? Yeah, Jeremy, yes.
Footballer,
Jeremy. Man. Played Cameroonian international.
Oh, and he found out his kids weren't his.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
man.
I don't know how old they are, but they look big, like they're like 15.
Yeah, they're strong teenagers now.
Do you get a refund?
Well, here's the question. From who, though?
The government. Because hear me out. If I'm not paying for my kids, you force me to.
Absolutely.
I've paid for these dudes. They're not. I have no financial obligation to them.
Yeah.
Well, I found out 15 years later. Where's my piece?
Well,
where's
your name's in the birth certificate, so you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is under false pretenses.
That's a civil suit.
What kind of 360 deal is this?
That's a civil suit to you and your missus.
Who wrote this deal? Did he?
You and your missus.
Yeah, that's it, man. You got to take up with her. You got to take up her, man. You swindled me. You lied to me.
Yeah, because my question, right, is like, is there a cut-off age where you just got that? fuck this. Or a cult of age where you just can't say, ah, fuck them kids. Because...
Let's give some context to the Jeremy situation.
So Jeremy situation, former footballer, is raised twins with his wife, thinking that they're both his. Why wouldn't they? That is his wife. Only to find out that she cheated with a former lover. And he is actually the father of those kids, and he is not the father of these children.
Woo!
So, and before I had kids, I was always very much like, well, boy, I'm just going to just walk out. Even if they're 20, I don't care.
That's it, man. Peace out, eight time down.
But then I thought about it. I was like, if you've actually spent like 15 years raising this kid, all these kids.
No doubt.
So... even if they're not like biologically yours, you are their dad. That's all they know.
They've got your influence.
You're their dad. That's all they know.
I'm listening.
All right, let's do this. You've been in their life. No, I know he's coming. You're their dad. You've been in their life. They love you. You love them.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything to wrong you.
No, they're innocent victims.
No, it's that bitch over there that's done
that
this.
You've been laying down with for 15 years.
Yeah, she's made a victim.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
She's made a victim of you. She's made a victim of the kids.
100%.
Hey, maybe even the ex. Maybe the ex might go, look, are those kids mine? She's like, no, they're not yours, man. And he's like, oh, but if they're mine, I want to be in their life. They're not yours. Piss off.
Woo!
She might have made a victim of him.
Woo! Four victims.
And now...
with this comes Dwight York.
Now it's come to 15, realise these kids aren't yours. Do you just go, well, I'm out. Yes. I'm out.
Yes.
What do you say? You just out?
Yeah.
That family unit can never be the same, though. That's the thing. You can never, you can't play happy families. I don't know how you do that.
I don't think I could.
I don't think you could play happy families. So then it's like, the home will be split up one way or another. Because you have to leave. You can't stay.
Yeah.
So you leave, but then...
they have to leave.
Take you and your kids out my motherfucking house.
Woo! You kick all of them out. Ooh. All three of y'all. Put some respect on my name.
So when those kids are going, but dad, you're like, are your dad?
They have to leave.
All three of y'all.
Are you saying, when that kid is saying dad, 15 years.
Dad! Dad!
15
sports. Watch.
Sports days.
Watch.
Rugby.
You're the kid, yeah? Say, but dad.
But dad.
Is it just us in here? Is he here? Is he here? He must be here in spirit. He must be here in spirit because...
No, but let's say they're grabbing me like that.
Hey, that is assault! Assault! Assault!
Assault.
He's like, Dad, don't do this to me.
My name is Kazim.
But Dad, remember the times you took me to football and you said I could wear your name?
Yeah, what if he's good? What if he's like playing for Arsenal?
Good luck.
Not even a Sean Wright Phillips thing.
He knew going in.
Yeah.
He chose to adopt him.
You know coming out.
It's different.
The paperwork's already done and he's really good.
You think it changes things, like as cynical as it is.
Okay, then this is normal.
It will change things.
If he's really good at football, this isn't what it was anymore now. This is business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's cynical.
I'm your agent. So call me sir and let's get this money.
No, you let him call you dad if
close. If absolutely
close
not.
To, if it was close to, like, he's got this time, he's in the Arsenal Academy and they're, like, going to give him a pro contract in, like, 2 years, you'd be like,
yeah,
just call me dad.
They're talking about England debut 16. He's like, what's the guy?
And then I'll be in the pub going, I used to know that kid.
Yeah, I'm too fat, you.
Lamine Yamil.
I'll be in the pub going, I used to know that kid.
I used to know that kid.
You're a fucking liar. You would take ownership.
I'd be like this.
As cynical as we are, nah, you're taking ownership. Yeah, and that's a sad reality.
Brother, I promise you I'm not.
I have to accept your answer. What about you?
Right. I'd go, if it was to me happening right now, I'd go straight to whatever tattoo shop and all of this has to be covered up. All of this has to be covered up.
Nah, I'm out.
Brother, I've got his hand and foot here. Whose foot is that? Whose name is that?
Yeah.
I don't know you, bro.
It's deep, isn't it?
What it's cold. You? Yeah, no.
I love my son so much.
That's what I mean.
Had to fucking break me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you of course you collapse. That
fucking break.
And that's what I'm saying. I could almost understand like, you know, like a few weeks in, like baby's been born.
A few weeks in, so easy to bounce.
Yeah, you can bounce. Yeah, but listen, when you actually start having the actual bods, see, yeah, we're talking about the hypotheticals. I'm talking, let's, if you actually make it your kid.
Oh, shit.
That's what I mean. Cause
I've never done 15 years. I've never done 18 months.
Yeah, because that's the actual connection you would have. It's not just. Shit.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Yeah, me and my son got so many like inside jokes.
And just find out.
You just collapse, man.
Like, I taught my son how to spud.
Collapse.
I taught my son how to spud. And he does it. And like, I know it sounds minimal, but like.
No, but that's a moment you guys shared, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'll be the fourth time I'll cry.
I mean, my
that'll be the fourth time I cry.
The eighth time you wank? Wank your tears away?
Wag the tears away. That's a different way.
My material, I don't know how I'm going to get back on stage.
Yeah, whole last hour.
Hey, in the back of my mind though, I'll be like, got here, bro. Through the tears, I'd be like, yo, but this tour, bro.
If you can like process your thoughts and feelings well enough, you'll get there. But those first few months, those 10s and 20 spots you're doing,
nasty. You're gonna be a mess.
They're horrible.
I don't know, because
no punchlines. You're just spewing bile. Just bare vim.
You just got it on your paper. Yeah, that didn't work.
I found it funny. Okay, how about this one then? So I made sure the kids weren't in the car when I cut the brakes of her car and hoped she crashed into a wall and it set on fire. Fucking bitch. What? No? Okay, that one didn't work.
You guys not a fan of murder? Okay,
we'll just try a different joke. What about this one? Have you ever been so mad?
Yesterday, have you ever been in your house and been so upset that, I don't know, you just fucking drink bleach? No?
Okay. No?
All right, no worries.
Just me.
Just me then, no worries.
What about getting all of the paracetamol and mixing that with Mr. Muscle, just spraying that in your face. Just setting yourself on fire and just running to your wife's room and just strangling her. No? All right. Just me. Okay.
All right, this one's more relatable. Let me try this. You guys ain't going for the other stuff. Let me try this. This is more relatable.
Bro, is in a dark place.
Have you ever got a bit of money and you thought you'd invest in something and it's going well for so long and then out of nowhere, the market just crashes and now you want everyone to die, you want yourself to die because the investment was your fucking kids that aren't fucking yours. So if anyone... would like to kill me right now.
Has anyone ever brought a knife to a gig?
Hey, I know you heard comedians. A lot of comedians have killed it tonight, but not as much as me.
But if you can get through,
happy now, bitch.
If you can get through those first few months.
Oh my goodness.
Start to spin up. Oh, that'd be a funny ending to that bit. if you get through that, that hour's fire.
The only thing I dispute on that personally is that whenever I have something bad going on...
you're good at processing it. That's your coping mechanism.
Yeah, I run to the stage and somehow I can... even if it's not a world-beating joke, I can always think of a punchline to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
I think I just... that's me putting...
therapy.
Hundreds of thousands on a wound to be like, oh, it hurts, but look, it looks pretty. It doesn't hurt that much. I'm joking about it. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, but deep down, you still
My thing is, when I'm in the bad bits, like that's funny to me. I can't say that to everyone else in the room who's upset right now, but that's funny to me.
Yeah,
and it's like, how do I communicate that to strangers? Because they're going to be normal human beings and sympathize with the other people in that room when that thing happens.
You could flip it though and be like, what a great black dad I am. Everyone says black dads aren't that great, but I'm out here looking after everyone's kids. So
More for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but yeah, it'd be mad. Like, yeah, so 15 years. So think about how you feel about
I thought, no, even 18 months. 15,
and then
yeah,
15 years.
Unless, it becomes your identity.
Unless,
it becomes
unless,
your identity.
Unless, and I know we've got a rap. Unless the kids, or kid, whatever, unless they are absolute wankers.
Like this is,
unless they're absolute wankers, they get in trouble all the time, no respect, they ruin your yard, everything. They and you could just see them, and everything you try so much, and you sacrifice so much for them, and then suddenly they go, they're not yours. Yes! Yes! Come on! So fuck yes!
You could have saved these kids. You now have, you can release them into
the
world. Yes!
They're not, I knew this wasn't my DNA. No athletic capabilities, no humour, just straight Asbo tendencies. I knew this wasn't me.
Back to the community.
Yes, see you later.
Back to the community.
Back to the job centre, see you later.
These kids for the streets.
I know that wasn't me, bruh.
Nah, cause it would be hard. It would be hard, man. And then especially if then you have kids... say if you then actually find someone else and you have kids with them.
Mm. Oh, like, trauma.
You've got your misbehave, not your utes there.
Mm.
And then when you have that new kid, yeah, you're going to be like, no, I need a DNA test.
Absolutely.
I'm not even telling them. I'm like,
in the labor room.
I'm like, this, I'll go put the baby to sleep. Shh,
Okay. Need to know.
Take
it is. Bro. Hair, man. Hair. Can you do it with hair?
You should be.
Yeah,
You did that.
Were you sending off? No, I'm just doing a bit of an eBay reseller.
Yeah, shoot.
Yeah, no, you'll be paro. You won't be able to rest.
When are we going to register the baby? In about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let the results come back. Yeah. No, your head will be gone.
Results come back. Let's register him now. Let's just do it now. We're waiting for it. Let's do it now.
That
says dispatched. Out for delivery.
Ah, shit, but it's with every,
Who knows? Who knows? That might not even be our results.
You are the father, you see, Mr. Stevenson.
Yes.
Stevenson.
Is that their real dad?
Yeah, I mean, wow, shit. Yeah, should feel rapid there.
Good ep.
Yeah. Let's wrap that up, man. That's been another episode of them. Late nights and wet wipes.
It's definitely not late!
It's definitely not late right now. It's daytime, but that's the bank holiday for you. I'm just revealing too much information right now. TMI, too much information. I've been Michael Akadiri. To the left has been...
Yeah, me, Kazeem Jamal.
And to the far left...
Jeremy Corbyn. No, Darren Griffiths.
Take care and peace.